Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
Now, you're probably stressed out, but sit back, relax. Let's get into the celebrity news. Now, Portia and Brad are out, but in the building, we got Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And also TV personality and all-around good human being, Jessie Wu's in the building.
Hello.
Thanks. Now, on the west side, we got Heidi and Frank. What's going on with y'all?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
We miss you guys, but we feel close and connected. Now, later on, Julianne Moore talks about getting fired. Matthew McConaughey wants you to take him to bed and much more. But first, Heidi, what's going on, girl?
Well, you know, for many starlets, Hollywood can chew you up and spit you out. I think we all know that. But Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o says she was actually surprised by how welcoming the A-list Hollywood stars were as she was sort of navigating her way to stardom after her Oscar win for 12 Years a Slave.
Pretty privileged.
Oh.
Well, she is so gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
When she walks into a room, it doesn't matter what level you are, A-list, whatever, Lupita instantly takes over and you want to get to know her. She is just a magnet of just magnificence.
The star of Jordan Peele's horror flick, Us, was interviewed for Net-a-Porter's digital magazine, Porte Edit, and said this, quote, "Starting with 12 Years a Slave, I was welcomed in Hollywood with such warmth. My castmates surrounded me. I don't know if they're aware of this, but I felt so protected. Oprah embraced my mom and my brother and invited them to her house for lunch without me. I was just like, wow, this is an incredibly supportive industry. I didn't feel isolated." I think she's a rare case. What do you think?
Yeah. Results may vary.
When your first job is with Oprah and you're playing a slave and you get nominated for an Oscar, then
And you know, Oprah likes slave movies and she likes slave stuff. Oprah probably say, baby, your skin's so pretty.
Well, her skin is beautiful.
Exactly.
But so the point is that she, you know, came into the industry at a time where a lot of us were a lot more sensitive to the discrimination going on. And she did a project that highlighted discrimination, historical discrimination.
PETA also talked about how acting heavyweights like Brad Pitt, Sarah Paulson, Alfre Woodard, Gabrielle Union all counseled her on everything from the pitfalls of the industry to how to manage her money.
Ooh, now, that was smart, because they could look at, I mean, with her coming from wherever she came from, what was the motherland?
Mm-hmm.
They probably knew they didn't have a lot of banks.
No. Wakanda got banks, Gary. Oh,
have you ever been to Africa?
No.
Obviously so.
All right, y'all, now we all love a good celebrity throwback picture, and these next two celebrities I have you saying, wow. Now, actor Ryan Reynolds loves a good joke, even if the joke's on him.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, he posted an old newspaper clipping of a young Ryan. And if you notice under the pic, it gives away way too much details. It says, "This is Ryan Reynolds, 3, and he's enjoying the water at Kids Community Center waiting pool. Ryan lives at 2382 Oliver Crest." Like, they was giving out his whole address.
Why is he that big of a 3-year-old? He's huge.
Is this like a newspaper for predators?
They didn't have predators back in the day, and they wanted to let you know, honey, he lived in the neighborhood.
So in Ryan's Instagram caption, he said, "This is from my hometown newspaper. I think it's smart that they discontinued. Want to know what it's child's live section." And so over the top.
When I was like playing community sports and stuff in school, I want to put our names on the back of our jerseys, but they thought that wasn't a bad idea because if I have Heidi on the back of my shirt, a strange man could go, "Hey, Heidi." And I'm like, "Oh, hey, it's a friend of your mom." You know, they don't want
your mom's ready to come pick you up, Heidi. That's how you knew you were a pretty kid. They wouldn't let you put your name on the back of your shirt.
Now, this is some real throwback eye candy for the ladies out there. So Alec Baldwin recently posted this pic of him with his brothers Steven, Daniel, and Billy, and they're all shirtless and flexing with the caption, gonna get the band back together.
I'm here for this band. What kind of music will be played?
I just want to know why they're either extremely hairy or extremely bald. There's like no in between. Two are very hairy and two are very bald.
Now, and ladies, for y'all to appreciate this picture then, you have to also appreciate what they look like now. Like, this is like the before. Right. You have to think about the after.
They should definitely give us an update, a 2019 version of this. Like
the 30-year challenge?
Post-rehab. Yes, I'm here for
it. But who's the one in the white pants with his hand fail?
That's Daniel.
That's Daniel. Damn. Oh, that happened in that community too, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel.
So, Gary, if you had the smash, marry, kill, which one would you do in what order?
This is good.
I'll start from the back front. The tannest one, smash. The middle one, marry. The one with the hairiest chest, Mary, and the other one just looking.
You can't marry two, Gary.
You can't marry two. Well, why not?
Wakanda, you can't.
No, you can't.
Okay, guys, any of you remember the first job that you got fired from?
Oh, yes.
All right, everybody's raised their hand. We've all been fired at least once. If you're not ever fired, you're not trying hard enough. Well, it's probably safe to say that many A-list actors in Hollywood, it's probably been a long time since they've been fired from a gig, or has it? Actress Julianne Moore was recently on Watch What Happens Live, and she talked about how she recently got fired from a successful film. Take a look.
Why did you leave the movie Can You Ever Forgive Me? And what did you think about Melissa McCarthy in that role?
I didn't leave that movie. I was fired.
Were you?
Yeah. So, yeah,
was
that's
there
the truth.
A reason that you...
I think she didn't like what I was doing. And I think that her idea of where the character was different than where my idea of the character was. And so she fired me.
And did you see the movie?
I haven't yet, because it's still kind of painful. I love Melissa McCarthy. I worship her. I think she's fantastic. So I'm sure she's great. But that's the story.
Yeah, so Melissa McCarthy actually went on to get an Oscar nomination for her role in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I would be salty.
What do you think about Julianne's honesty about being fired?
That's what I was going to say, Frank. I live for her honesty. I mean, and as an actor, it's not always about your chops. It's about you fitting the role. Have you guys ever gotten fired?
I've quit every job I've ever had.
My first job was at Victoria's Secret, and my mom got me fired. I asked her to get me fired.
Why? How did that go?
I couldn't fit the role. Just like how you, I just
what
couldn't
do you mean?
Fit the role.
Like a waiter?
You know, I was folding panties left and right, and girls would come in there and just be messing up the panties. You know what I mean?
I feel for you, because those teeny tiny panties are impossible.
Listen,
you're like, I don't even know. You just gotta ball them up.
First of all, I never even knew you could fold thongs.
Two things I cannot fold, a thong and a fitted sheet. Can't do it. I can't do it. Fold a fitted sheet in front of me. Show me how to do it.
For Heidi, they're both the same size.
Oh, my God. How dare you?
And now it's time for my royal report. Now, every family has their secrets, and the royal family is no different. So today I want to talk about some little-known things about the head of the royal family, Queen Elizabeth. Now, get this, honey.
What part of England are you from?
The rules, honey. The rules.
Brooklyn.
The gallows. Yes, honey. Now, the queen's skirt never flies up because it's weighed.
That's a good trick.
There would be no men to see her bloom off.
I need one of them.
I don't think many men are looking for them right now.
You don't think the men like the queen's bloom off?
Not at this point. Probably not.
Now, the queen's travels with her own blood. Did y'all know that she's a vampire?
I knew those people were in a gang.
What do you mean?
She likes her own blood, honey. You girls need to...
Like outside of her body?
Yes.
What?
Just in case some people try to attack her.
She has replenishment.
No, because of an emergency. And like a true queen, baby, she celebrates her birthday 2 times a year. April 21st is her actual birthday, and honey, in June for an official celebration.
So do you have to buy her gifts for both birthdays, or is it like?
Yes, you do.
Oh, great.
So after the break, would you shoot your shot if you ran into your celebrity crush at the grocery store? Well, we'll tell you who that happened to. Let's come right back.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Well, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Okay, so we all know that singer Macy Gray can produce the hits, but did you know that you could hit her up in the produce section?
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Macy told People magazine about the unexpected way she recently met a man.
Oh, do tell.
And I quote, well, I met him at a grocery store. He walked up to me and said, hey, can I get your number? And I was just so excited. I mean, no one ever asked for my number.
Whoa.
Now, are you guys surprised that someone had the nerve to actually approach Macy Gray this way?
Yeah.
No.
No?
You're surprised?
Yeah, I'm surprised because, I mean, Macy Gray, she doesn't look like Macy Gray sometime when she out, I'm sure.
But what she look like?
He probably never knows she was. She probably had her hair all over the place and she was just looking for cucumbers.
That's Macy Gray.
I'm surprised about the section of the grocery store. I like to meet my mans in the meat section.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I could do a little comparison here and there. You know,
you don't eat by the eggplant. By the bananas.
So what you like, pig feet to steak?
Yeah, you know, I try to, are you more of like a steak or are you more like a chicken? What's
Oh.
Try to get to that sirloin.
Listen, meet me by the sub section, you know, that's what
little boar's head, get you a fresh sandwich.
You know what I'm saying?
You're just a tramp.
She's a lady that likes her meat.
Meet her by the sub. Yes. It's going down. Oh. Try to get to that sirloin.
Listen, I'm surprised that Macy Gray is not used to people coming up to her. Because she seems like, out of all the celebrities out there, she seems like she's a super cool person.
She's very approachable.
Yeah. She seems very approachable. Yes, she and she seems like a good time. So if I was at a bar and I was a guy and I saw Macy Gray, I would, you know, talk to her. So I'm kind of surprised.
I would think she'd be too high to leave the house. But, you know, she just, I don't know.
All right. Now, speaking of dating, y'all all know about the Kama Sutra, right?
Oh, yes. I got the
Freaky
book.
Freak.
I bought the cute little book.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a whole manual how you can get your sex life popping, man. It's an Indian book about sexuality and emotional fulfillment. Well, there's a new version of the Kama Sutra, and get this, it's being made by IKEA.
Yep, do you have to put it together?
Yep, in true IKEA fashion, you got to print it and put it together, and it'll probably make your sex life fall apart in 9 months, but that's neither here nor there. save you time and paper, here's some of the highlights. So there's the Secret Treasure, which features a bench that will keep all of your bedroom secrets safe. So, you know, in a short version, you can hide your toys in there.
All the bedroom candy, you can put it in there.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Got it. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, like would y'all be able to use that? Like, does that come in handy?
The name IKEA just makes me tired, so I don't even know if I would even have the energy to even do this.
Oh, I love me some IKEA, honey. As long as the instructions are both in English and German, then I'm good. I like IKEA.
Well, there's also the beautiful behind for those who like it in the back of the room. Put your closet
you
behind the bed.
I'm like, dog, I was dozing off of these
things. Now, is this something you would rock with?
What?
The behind, Gary.
Not, oh, me?
Yeah.
No, like, but I would give it to a friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, there's the doggy style, which according to IKEA, this bedroom position offers comfort for everyone, no matter if you're standing or down on all fours, thanks to its bed and pet cushion.
Oh, now that's cute.
See, that's too much.
Is that a dog in the picture?
There is a dog in the picture.
So
those who like it animal
style.
Would
you want to get busy on that after you done put all that together?
And the dog side, you'd be too tired to
just
let it. You might as well get on your arm, your hands and knees and just
three strokes, I'm out. I'm out. I can't. I don't got the time or the energy.
Two pumps and I'm gone.
Gone.
Well, I be working. I guess that's why I got two kids.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out out what actor is telling bedtime stories. Come right back. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Well, hello, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, here's a little something that the ladies in here might like. Now, Nick Cannon's Life Class podcast is causing a battle of the sexes. Now, recently, Nick discussed his outlook on how the dynamic between a man and a woman should be in a relationship, and a lot of people have their opinions on it. Now, take a look.
God, man, and woman, I don't believe in that. I was taught that, but I feel like, why is the woman at the lowest point on the totem pole? It should be an equal. Ooh. It should be, I don't believe women should be submissive to men. I was taught that, and I know in the culture that the woman is supposed to be submissive to her king and all those things, but I believe kings and queens should be equal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Wakanda University.
No doubt. Now, the word submission usually has a negative connotation, especially when you look at it in the confines of a relationship. Now, do y'all agree with him or no?
No. You know what? Watching Nick Cannon say that lets me know that Mariah Carey did what she had to do, okay?
You think Mariah Carey put that in him?
No, Mariah Carey was not about to be cooking you no meals. She wasn't about to be submitting to you. She wasn't about to be cleaning up nothing. She practically a billionaire, ain't she? Yeah. So she wasn't gonna be submitted to nothing.
You take turns, and I like what he said about it. You're the king, mm-hmm. I'm the queen. We're a team together.
That never works.
No
yeah.
one's.
Yeah. It works in my relationship. Like, no. There's two queens, but anyway.
who's the more submissive one between the two in your situation?
Me.
And what about you, Heidi?
Me, for sure. Yes, it's more submissive. But you know, we do take turns on.
I wish my wife was more submissive. She won't shut up.
I like your wife. Stop.
I got something you ladies are gonna love, and you might like it too, Gary. Who here would like to go to bed with Matthew McConaughey?
Me!
Already do. All right.
Matthew McConaughey, well, I guess if it is your fantasy, it has become a real thing because Mr. McConaughey is ready to tuck you in with a bedtime story. I don't know if you're familiar with the app Calm.
I have that app.
It's a, like, mindfulness, relaxation. You put it on when you're going to sleep app. And so they got Matthew on board to read a bedtime story. And I guess this story is about 35 minutes long. And you're supposed to fall asleep to it. But I'm afraid that with all subliminal, you know, advertising,
yeah.
I'll wake up and I purchase two Lincolns. I'm like, well,
okay.
But if you're curious of what it sounds like, here's a little bit.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute.
All right, everybody wake up now. Hey, come on back. Come on back. We're back to the show, Dish Nation. Hello! So this might be a trend moving forward. Who would you suggest read the next bedtime
this
story?
One's
who
easy.
Do you want?
This one's easy for me. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my gosh.
He does have a distinct voice.
When he just says, she laid her head down on the pillow. I'm like,
I think what they should do is have after the bedtime story and you fall asleep to Matthew McConaughey or Morgan Freeman or Penelope Cruz. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have the wake-up story with Gilbert Gottfried or Fran Drescher. Where it's like, get out of bed! Get out of bed!
Good morning!
Break. I'm going to tell you how Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell managed to stay together all these years. We're going to have that for you after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, you know, it's clear that Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell are just the perfect couple, a match made in heaven, and the duo recently sat down with Parade and got candid about when they first met. So I guess when Dax and Kristen first met, they met at a friend's party. Mm. Then the second time they met at a hockey game. And what happened at the hockey game, I think a lot of people are going to think it's gross, but apparently Dax went up to Kristen at the hockey game and said, hey, would you happen to have any gum? She responded, just this.
The gum that was there.
Takes the gum out of her mouth. He then takes the gum from her, tears it in half, gives her back one half, and sticks the other half in his mouth. And it's charged, Chewy.
Beautiful.
That's their second meeting.
Wow. What you think about that? Because, I mean, that is
there's,
a guy trying to make
no
a
better
a
way.
Move.
That's kind of dope because, like, you know, if she knew instantly he is down for whatever,
that's
and the
it.
Fact that she
that's
offered true. It up, let you know, mm-hmm. like, let him know yeah. that, yeah, she's down
I'm
for
down.
Whatever.
You think well, I'm down, you
I
down.
I think
let's
it's hand, foot,
together.
Mouth disease, also known as mono. That's gross. Yeah.
And your third date together could be to the doctor's office.
Well, Frank's right. Most of you are right because Kristen Bell goes on to say, quote, I was like, oh, these signals are clear.
I mean, have you ever had an incident like that, Gary? What are some clear signals to you?
I love this. If a person, you know, do some, you know, favors for me, and then we can still kiss, I think it's a great thing.
Oh, God.
You guys want to share Frank, Lady in the Tramp style?
He's not.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.